This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Nuclear energy, the headline. France, hoping to weather energy crisis, will renationalize the electricity giant. First graph. France said that it would renationalize its state-backed electricity giant to help ensure the country's energy sovereignty as Europe faces a worsening energy crisis from Russia's war in Ukraine. Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, is here because nuclear energy is a story not limited to France. It is part of the shortfall of energy anticipated for the winter of 23 because of Russian machination of the energy markets. At the same time, it is part of the larger story of what is to be done with the nuclear energy complexes that were constructed in the momentum of the 20th century and are now in question. For example, in Germany, there is an ongoing debate whether Germany should keep open its plants that are scheduled for shutting. You will recall after the tsunami in Japan, Angela Merkel's government made the decision to go off of nuclear energy entirely. At the same time, Germany has the most severe challenge ahead of it, soaring demand for electricity, and it's already revived its coal generating electricity plants, which can be argued to be a worse solution than keeping nuclear energy plants open. I also mention Roscosmos. I also mention Russia, because there is an updated story that Henry and I have addressed in the past that Zaporizhia, the six nuclear plants that are bunched together in Ukraine, are now in possession of the Russian army that has built a fortress in order to shell Ukrainian positions, knowing the Ukrainians can't shoot back. Henry, a very good evening to you. We can't solve Zaporizhia. We certainly can't solve all of Europe, but we can address France. Renationalization. What does this mean about nuclear energy's future? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I think it's not a great signal. And the reason why is France is the model that everyone who is promoting nuclear energy holds up for us to follow. About 69% of the electricity produced in that country is from nuclear power plants. That is, by leaps and bounds, a higher percentage than almost anywhere else for a big country. They are held up as, a country that is brave with regard to nuclear power, has been assertive, and look at all the benefits. Well, let's take a closer look. Half of the fleet right now is offline. Why? The reactors were pushed by the state, and there wasn't proper regulation with regard to the quality of welds and the quality of the metallurgy. Now they, because of Fukushima, the French regulators have gotten, quite vigilant. And they have discovered so many problems that half the fleet is down. Then, of course, EDF, Electricité de France, which is the firm being nationalized, already is 85% owned by the French government. The French government, therefore, has forced EDF to sell its electricity at a massive discount for election political purposes to the citizens of France. Their credit rating went into remission. It's now, Fitch rates it not A-, but BBB plus. It's got a warning signal on it. And things just look like they're going to get worse before they get better. Now, nationalizing as a solution, certainly appeases the unions in France. It's a smart political move. I don't think it's going to save EDF. The problems I've just described don't get solved by, putting several more billion dollars into the kitty for something that's already 85% owned by the state. But symbolically, people will look at this. And I think the example runs a tremendous risk of being adopted. And that is that in other countries, including the United States, we might come to the conclusion that, well, nuclear power has to be supported, even if it's not competitive or properly managed or properly regulated. I don't think you want to go there. I think, admittedly, the utility systems almost everywhere, including the United States, are not, you know, free market per se, but they're much more so than in France. And I think those signals are really important to warning us when we're in trouble. And I think France is turning them off. And I think that's a mistake.
A puzzle about nuclear energy that we cannot resolve, but I want to raise it and for your thoughts, is that within these last months, I believe prior to the invasion of Ukraine, and which triggered the energy crisis across the world, there was an opinion in the European Union that nuclear energy is part of renewable energy, is part of green investment. That opinion was not widely shared, but it was an official document. What is your measure of how nuclear energy is treated worldwide? And then we can be specific in the U.S., in Germany, in France. Is it regarded as green, Henry?
Well, right now it's getting favorable mention as being greener. Why? Well, people have run out of ideas. Politically, a lot of countries don't have anything but coal and natural gas to spin turbines to make electricity. And the nuclear option, which generally is very dependent on government investment, politically is very attractive, you know, to say, well, we can go nuclear. It takes a long time, but the bigger problem with green in the case of nuclear is the waste. It's the gift that keeps giving. I mean, you really, there's not much you can do other than store the stuff. And while I don't personally think that's an insurmountable problem at all, in fact, as something of a critic of nuclear energy, I wouldn't pick on that as the key deficiency. It nonetheless is the case that most people are very, very worried about that. And so it's a problem. It is not green. It is waste. It has to be managed for a very long time. I'm not talking about decades. We're talking about hundreds of years on end. So I think from that standpoint, it will never get into the pantheon of extreme green. Natural gas and nuclear, particularly nuclear that's already built, you know, are important to help bridge to the electrification future, which I think awaits, which I suspect will have a lot of renewables and different kinds of switching and storage technologies that, you know, currently are being worked on but aren't yet here. I mean, it's going to take time.
One more concern then about nuclear energy. The report from Europe includes one country asking Germany to keep its nuclear plants open because of the shortfall of energy coming into Northern Europe. Netherlands asked Germany to consider. And the Dutch Minister for Climate and Energy made the inquiry to Germany's economy minister, Robert Habeck. Fine. The headline includes there's a slim chance of that happening. However, I've read and I've been told in Berlin that when you start to close down a plant, turning around and opening it up again is extremely difficult, if not impossible. And Germany faces that now. It's shutting itself down from a source of energy that may be necessary, depending upon how bad it gets in Ukraine. What does that mean about shutting down? Is this something that everybody knows, or is this particular to Germany's plan?
No, I think we're encountering it in California, where I think there's a pretty heavy game of politics going on to restart Diablo Canyon, which is, you know, slated to be shut down and has been on a shutdown trajectory for several years. Turning that around is going to cost an awful lot of money and take an awful lot of time. But if you're a politician and you've got electrical problems, as California does, it's a pretty good game to play. You know, you say, well, I'm for this. So no, it is a problem. I think what might happen if there is any silver lining to this is it might accelerate the construction of the gas depots, which Germany and Europe need to do, and even more storage.
To bring in the LNG from the U.S. and other places. Is that what you're
And other
to?
Places. Yes, yes. That market is a little sluggish because the industry is not eager to invest. They want the prices to be much higher, longer. They want to have they don't like risk. But I think, if energy markets are tight, the catalyst for getting them off their investment duffs will be greater.
I'm speaking to Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, addressing where we are right now about nuclear energy. Is it green? Not so much. Is it in danger in Ukraine? You bet it is. And the debate in Europe now includes renationalization. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.